This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 2 years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced strict protocols for an entirely new class of American beef, organic. The nation's growing awareness about the contents of its food is expanding growth. Between 1997 and 2001, the USDA says organic livestock production in the United States increased more than 230%. In the Davis Mountains, near Big Bend in West Texas, some traditional cattlemen have concluded that organic ranching operations are going to be moneymakers. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
His real name is Frank Franco, and with a gleam in his eye, he rips a wicked-looking knife back and forth across a sharpening rod. Franco stands behind a long, glassed-in display of Whole Foods meat. Whole Foods is the largest natural food supermarket chain in the country, and 30 years as the butcher in the East Dallas store has made Franco a very popular man with the customers.
All right, let me put them on the scale, okay. And I'm going to be right on the money on it.
Okay.
Now, you wanted a total of 8?
Actually, just do 6 like that.
Follow Franco behind the glass partition into the cutting room. Ice cold, clean, silver metal tables, back where the power tools are.
Let me show you the saw first. Here's we do a lot of cutting, whether it's bone-in, everything from
Whole
the beef.
Food sells what is called natural beef, exactly, and Franco beams with pride when he talks about his wares.
This is all natural, no additives, no steroids. It's the best you can get.
Natural beef. It's different than organic beef. It will come as a surprise to some to learn that as far as the U.S. Department of Agriculture is concerned, a rancher can inject steroids, hormones, and antibiotics into his cows and still be allowed to call the beef all natural. Officially, the term natural beef is defined by what happens to the meat after it is slaughtered. No preservatives or colorings allowed. But it has nothing to do with what the cow was given while alive. Now, Whole Foods says those words mean much more to them. Whole Foods has decided that natural beef means the cattle their butchers use get no steroids, hormones, or antibiotics, although the cattle are allowed to eat grain grown with pesticide. But understand, Whole Foods' concept of what the words natural beef mean is just Whole Foods making up a stricter definition to suit themselves and their customers. Margaret Wittenberg is vice president for marketing.
Well, I'll tell you what, any consumer who is buying meat should ask their butcher exactly what they mean by the word natural when they are saying that they are buying natural meat.
Most American cattle are injected with implants in the cow's ear. These are filled with hormones that make the cow grow faster. Hormones, steroids, and antibiotics have been an element of modern ranching for a generation, and most Americans have been participating in this vast food experiment the better part of 40 years now. But in the Davis Mountains of West Texas, some ranchers have decided to go a different route. Under a brilliant blue sky, Jack Dees and his partner Rocky Beavers pull sacks of organic cattle feed out of the back of Jack's pickup. The cows circle around expectantly, like children around an ice cream truck. Beavers rips open a large bag of cottonseed cake, then starts walking down the dirt path, trailing the feed and the cattle along behind him like he's some organic Pied Piper of West Texas. At age 58, Jack D. seems an unlikely candidate to have switched his entire herd to organic production. He is fourth-generation West Texas rancher, denim shirt tucked into blue jeans, cowboy boots and hat, dusty when he walks. There's nothing new age about Jack D's. His change from a lifetime of traditional ranching began when his brother-in-law got multiple sclerosis.
And his doctor had taken him off of traditional meats because of the antibiotics and potential steroids. And we were real close to being organic anyway. We already had the mindset for it. And this kind of just stepped us into the picture of doing that.
In 1995, Dees set aside one calf for his brother-in-law and raised it organically. When he eventually slaughtered the cow, he sent some of the meat to a laboratory. After review, the doctor gave Jack Dees beef a thumbs up. Word got around, and other West Texans began asking Dees for cuts of his beef. The Davis Mountains and the surrounding area is well-suited to the task of growing organic cattle.
Our land doesn't need to be fertilized. Our grass is strong, the soils are strong, we don't get that much rainfall that leaches the minerals out. We don't have the internal parasites the space helps.
Space has an entirely different context out here. For example, Jack D's and Rocky Beaver's outfit, which they call Davis Mountains Organic Beef, has 700 cows on 137,000 acres of land. It is some of the most beautiful desert mountain country in America. It is by no means lush. Cattle cannot be crammed into a few acres of this stark countryside and survive. But that there is so much of it makes the land ideal for raising organic cattle. In order for a calf to be certified organic, the mother must be on organic protocols by the second trimester of pregnancy. In other words, a calf must be born organic. It cannot become organic with the right upbringing. A rancher's soil, feed, medicine, and water must be checked by a third-party agency every year. And Rocky Beaver says the way their cattle are slaughtered is completely different than traditional cattle.
In large operations, kill as many as 20 or 30,000 in a day. We have an upper limit of 10 a week.
The slaughterhouse equipment is first cleaned with conventional solvents, then that cleaning residue is wiped away with organic vinegar. From beginning to end, the organic process takes more time and effort, so it costs more, but they can sell it for more, too. The organic meat market is hot, with no end in sight. Davis Mountains Organic Beef is selling to upscale restaurants in Houston and Dallas, one HEB grocery store in nearby Midland, and to a growing customer base on the Internet. Their success is not going unnoticed by other cattle producers around Fort Davis.
I just read a new article on the Internet about a group that are doing the same thing in Illinois and South Dakota. They can't get enough cattle. But that's the story in America right now.
Rusty Walford owns and operates the drugstore and cafe in Fort Davis and a sizable ranch just west of town. When she heard about what Jack Dees was doing with his herd, she decided to do the same.
We had to learn how to do everything all over again. When we brand, we've always branded in what we call the old traditional way. When we wanted iodine to doctor with, we had to get organic iodine.
Walford is in her second year of organic production with 300 cows on 15,000 acres.
I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of the fact that people can eat it with a certainty that they are not getting things they should not be.
Rusty Walford, Rocky Beavers, and Jack Dees believe Americans and their barbecue grills will eventually be headed in their direction. Dees says that there is a certain back-to-the-future element to the way he's ranching now, that it is closer to the way his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather raised their cattle out here. As Dees looks out over his herd, you can see the satisfaction in his eyes.
I think my dad would get a kick out of it. He's no longer with us, but I think he would appreciate the fact that we're trying to do something different and go back to the old-fashioned way, that the natural way that people did things 20 or 30, 50 years ago.
One quarter of the nation's growing organic herd is raised in the Lone Star State, the preponderance in the Davis Mountains of West Texas. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.